But what do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where chairs might be placed?
A witch.
Okay. Now, would you call it anything different if it didn't have a roof on it?
Well, unless you'd say a sun porch.
Uh-huh. Okay, fine. Now, what do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking? You have anything you call that? You know, just a little area beside the barn that's fenced in?
No, I never experienced nothing like that, I don't think.
Okay. Well, what do you call a wall or a fence made of rocks or stones?
Well, I just call that a stone wall.
Right, that's what I call it, and that's what's right down here. So I told you a lot of these are real, you know, simple questions. Well, now, what do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it?
Well, I call that either a water jug or a milk jug.
Now, what if it was bigger than that?
Bigger than that.
Uh-huh. No, so open at the top, wider at the top than the bottom.
I think they call it old-fashioned churn.
Churn, okay.
Like they used to churn butter. Uh-huh.
Right. Well, now, what would you call the same large wooden vessel if it were made out of metal? Now, this is wooden. Well, let me ask you something. Would you ever call a large wooden vessel like this that you carry water in a bucket or a pail?
Well, we used to call them buckets.
Buckets, you did. Well, now, if the bucket were made out of metal, would you still call
it just a metal bucket.
A metal bucket, okay. Now, what do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Right. I bet you use that enough, haven't you?
I sure have.
Uh-huh. Now, what do you call that thing, at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of and the thing where you turn the water on?
Fire.
Okay. Now, what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel, if you turn it on a barrel?
Well, I guess you call that a faucet, a spring.
Right.
Yeah, faucet.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the same thing out in the yard that the water comes out of?
Well, sometimes they call it a spricket.
A spricket, okay. Good. These are good words you're giving me.
Yeah.
Now, when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
Okay. Now, what would you call a large bag that's made of loosely woven cloth? You know, you might say
cheese cloth. I reckon it's
cheese cloth.
Well, they call it something that way because it's open, you know, big.
Right.
It's like an orange bag or something.
So you call it, that's good. Good word. Now, what do you call a small musical instrument and it's a square one that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Well, we all call them harps.
Harps, oh good.
Now, there's another name for it, but I forgot what they call it.
Well, it got harp right down there.
Harp is a...
Yeah. Now, what would you call another small musical instrument that's made out of metal and you hold it between your teeth?
Juice harp.
Juice harp. Okay. Now, what do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end of the long board and another child sits on the other end?
Oh, yeah, they call that a seesaw.
Uh-huh, thank you. Now, what do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Do you have a special name for that?
Well, just, no, I don't know that we do, just merry-go-round.
Okay.
But I remember we had one for the children. A great big pole, you know, buried in the dirt.
Right.
Then a big long board nail right in the middle of that. I mean, put in a screw and then they could just go round and round.
I know they love that, didn't they?
Oh, they did love that.
Uh-huh.
Well,